From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
The Cayman Islands trying to break the cable and wireless monopoly. The company says it's ready to talk. Jamaica's top cop calls for police shootings to be investigated by an independent body. And the self-imposed cutbacks at the OECS Secretariat. I'm Ken Richards and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The telecommunications company Cable and Wireless West Indies Limited says it'll continue to insist on a level playing field in a liberalized telecoms market. The Cayman Islands is the latest country to officially advise Cable and Wireless of its decision to liberalize the sector there. That government wants to enter into immediate negotiations to terminate the company's exclusive license agreement in the Cayman Islands. Chief Executive of Cable and Wireless West Indies Limited, Errol Miller, told me his company is ready for those talks.
We are willing to sit down and discuss, as we have done elsewhere in the Caribbean. We are interested in having a level playing field in terms of the regulatory environment and so on. In most of the countries throughout the Caribbean, the domestic rates are subsidized by earnings from internationals, so that the domestic rates, clearly when you go into a liberalized, in a competitive environment, you can't have subsidized rates. So we would be interested in discussion about bringing rates to cover their costs.
You've already dealt with the Jamaican situation. There's